This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a spectacular Tuesday. We'll talk about a little bit of internal fighting in the White House, more government fraud, emotional support tigers, Kristi Noem, the FBI sucks, all that, emails, and so much more coming up on the final hour tonight of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this really quickly. Peter Navarro. Maybe you know Peter Navarro. He is a White House senior counselor. He's part of Trump's inner circle. I have interviewed Peter Navarro several times on my TV show. Peter Navarro is also one of the people unjustly persecuted by the FBI. We'll get to that again in just a moment. Peter Navarro was, he knew people at the FBI. This is, of course, under Joe Biden's evil administration. He figured out the FBI was looking into him, and Peter Navarro said, hey, I live like right next door. If you want me, just get a hold of my attorney and I'll turn myself in. Because it's an evil secret state police agency, they said, no, we're not interested in that. And they waited and they handcuffed Peter Navarro when he was getting on a plane. Just maximum embarrassment, try to embarrass him in front of other people, things like that. Okay, so that's Peter Navarro. Now, Peter Navarro is an outspoken dude. He has strong opinions on things. He's part of Trump's inner circle. He has strong opinions on tariffs, on the economy, on everything. Doesn't really matter what all he was talking about. Elon Musk equally has strong opinions. Elon Musk, as you know, is also part of Trump's inner circle. And I have a major, major issue right now. Something that drives me insane. Everybody handles this differently, but I believe in what I'm about to say all the way. These two are fighting publicly. Peter Navarro went on the news and called Tesla a car assembler rather than a manufacturer. And Elon Musk is now on social media calling him, quote, truly a moron. What he says is, look, my issue with all this is this. I don't care that people inside the White House, I don't care that they're fighting. It's good that there are disagreements, that you can air these things out. You feel this way. I feel that way. There can be great benefit into arguments, as long as you're not, they're not taken too far. There can be great benefits to arguments that are done. Wonderful things can happen from arguments. You know what I tell people a lot of times? When it comes to like young couples and things like that, I've actually had people email in, hey, what's some advice you would give on like an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday? One of my least popular takes is this, and I mean it 100%. Have an argument. Argue. It's really unbelievably unhealthy. We never fight. Oh, good. Somebody's just keeping it all in. Fight. Have an argument. That's how you grow. But there's one gigantic caveat on that. Privately. Argue. Yell if you have to. Privately. Not in front of mom. Not in front of your friends. When he makes you mad, when she makes you mad, don't call your brother, your mother, your sister, your bad. Don't go golfing with your boys and tell them how bad your wife sucks. Ladies, your mom doesn't need to know that he's a big jerk. In-house. Argue. In-house. Arguing in-house is incredible for growth. The second you take it outside of the house, you've made mortal enemies, and it's almost unrecoverable. I've told you this in my own personal life. I have a bunch of friends, a bunch of people I know, friends, family members. Everybody's welcome to disagree with me. In fact, you're welcome to disagree with me even a little rudely. I'm not exactly the most polite person in the world. Completely welcome, understandable. We'll argue about it. We'll debate. You do that to me one time publicly, we'll never speak again. One time, publicly. It's not a spectator sport. We're having an argument in-house. You keep it in-house. Donald Trump has to get this stuff squared away. And that's very difficult with somebody like Elon Musk, who's, I don't think you'd say he's as powerful as Donald Trump, but he's in the same wheelhouse, right? He's the richest man on the planet. Right? It's not like you can call Elon Musk in there and whip him, but we can't have this publicly. It shows disunity. Not only does it create bad blood inside the cabinet, now these two are never going to be able to work together. Elon Musk just called him a moron. Well, for one, Peter Navarro insulted Elon Musk's company. That Elon's never going to forget that. And then Elon called him, quote, truly a moron. Those two, that relationship is unrecoverable. They will never be able to work together again because, like a couple of teenage girls, they had to have this fight on social media instead of privately where people have these fights. Instead, they had to take it public. You had to go to Facebook. I don't need my man. It's awful. I hate it. It's got to get held under control. It shows disunity to the other side. It shows weakness to the other side. And now these two can't work together anymore. And we can't have that. We need Peter Navarro. We need Elon Musk. We can't have it. And that brings me to one other thing. I told you I was in a terrible mood. I warned you before the show even started. I was in a terrible mood today. I'm about sick and tired of the Kristi Noem photo ops. I'm tired of it. I know Kristi Noem is the head of DHS. I get it. I know that she's a dime. I get it. I support that. I love dimes. Good, good, good for her. Complete dime. I got it. Good. That sounds good. Great. Do we really need the daily photo ops and the daily videos of Kristi Noem in the hair extensions and the body armor on, standing next to some real door kickers, awkwardly holding a rifle, pretending as if she's kicking in the doors as well? I don't need photo ops. I need mass deportations. I don't need an Instagram post. I don't care. It doesn't do anything for me. And I'll tell you something else. There's something to be said for looking the part. I'm not even saying Kristi Noem shouldn't be head of DHS. I believe Donald Trump wanted to do a good cop, bad cop thing where he made her the pretty face of DHS. And then he made Tom Homan the actual guy who's enforcing things, which, of course, everyone loves Tom Homan. And OK, so I get it. I'm not even saying she shouldn't be head of DHS. Do we have to do the pretend thing? Seriously? You're not kicking in doors. You're not in any danger. There's no reason they would ever put the head of DHS in danger. And I'll tell you something else. It makes life harder for the guys on the ground. I know you don't want to believe that. I get it. There was absolutely, positively nothing worse for us than we were going out on patrol and there was some congressman, some author, some VIP who wanted to come along. He wanted something for Twitter. He wanted something for the article he's writing. He wanted to send out an email. Hey, look at me with the troops in Iraq. You know what that meant for us? A nightmarish logistical headache where I know my number one mission is making sure this guy doesn't die. Because if he dies, then we're all in very serious trouble. So I've got to consider him and his safety and his photo op at all times. I don't need the head of DHS to go be a dime out in public. I don't need it. And the men on the ground don't need it. We need rough men in body armor kicking in doors and sending the barbarians back home. It does absolutely positive. Nothing for me whatsoever to have Kristi Noem pretend to be one of them every single day. I saw some New York Post, I think it was. Hold on, let me read it verbatim here. Some New York Post article earlier, it had Kristi Noem sitting out there. Kristi Noem dodges kicks from a migrant suspect as she leads ICE deportation raids in Phoenix. She's not leading a daggone thing. Once the scene is secured, once the men have gotten everything squared away, once everything is safe, in comes hair extensions, and then we have the photo op sent directly to the New York Post. Hi, Kristi Noem, up, look at my eyes, I'm so pretty. Oh, hey, got my nails done, got my body armor on, I'm here, deporting. What's your name? Pedro? Deporting Pedro, leading the I don't need that. I'm not a child. I'm not a child, and I don't expect her to be a door kicker. She's a woman. I get it. I get it. I don't expect her to be a door kicker. I'm not asking that of her. Go put on a business suit of some kind. Sure, she'll look good. And give a press conference from a podium somewhere. We don't have to do the thing where we're pretending like she's out there kicking in El Chapo's door. It's just, it's too much for me. And I'm sorry, maybe I'm just old and mean today. I've got no time for it anymore. Got no time for it at all. There. Sure, that'll make everyone mad too. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Maybe I'm on chalk overload, Chris. Maybe that's it. I bet you that is it. I bet you whatever maximum chalk is, I've probably reached it. The problem is T levels are so high. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. What's that equal to in 3 years? Do I count as even human anymore? I don't know. But I do know this. I'm full of pep, full of energy all the time. You want to be full of energy all the time? Ready to go all the time? Feels good, man. Feels really good. Let chalk help you with that. Natural herbal supplements will have you feeling good, rested, all the time. That's the difference. Start my day with chalk lit powder and have a chalk male vitality stack with my breakfast every single morning. Every single morning. Herbal supplements. Natural herbal supplements. That's the way to go. Huge discount at choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll do some emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's do some of these. Menu Whispering Pink Flower. It's been a while since you did a COVID reckoning episode. I had my high school track season was cut short, and I almost lost friends because I refused to take an experimental drug that has killed thousands. Can you do another hour of COVID reckoning? Says his name is Jackson. I've thought about that. I'm not going to do it this week. There's a lot going on, but I think we will. I would guess next week, Chris, remind me. I would guess next week we'll do, I haven't done one in ages. I'll do another COVID reckoning episode about things you went through with all that insanity, because we're not going to forget and we're not going to move on. Hey, Jesse, this guy says, we all knew it was going to be bad. He's talking about the Senate bill, but $5 billion in cuts. Are we being serious? I'm excited to hear about how we're all rhinos, though, and how Massey and Chip Roy need to be primaried if they don't accept. Okay. All right. So this, I'll be honest, the Senate bill, the budget stuff, it's part of my frustration because, well, I'll talk about the Christy Noem thing I brought up earlier because it's along the same lines. Why does it bother me so bad? Because it shows a lack of seriousness. When you take something as important, as necessary, and as dangerous as an ICE raid of dangerous criminals, and it turns into a resume-building photo op for somebody who wants to run for higher office later, it bothers me. When you show up, if you're going to be there, your hair is flowing and all this other stuff. Instead of being tied up, ready to put in work, she's in high heels. It shows a lack of seriousness. You're taking a serious subject and you're not treating it with any level of seriousness. And it looks clownish. It looks, look, remember that super freak, the super freak tranny in the Biden administration that was in charge of nuclear stuff. He had access to classified nuclear stuff. Sam Brinton was his name. And he ended up getting busted because he was also a luggage thief. Now, this is a man who liked to dress up like a woman. He was in all kinds of creepy, crazy stuff. The problem was, on top of everything else, you look at that guy and you say, that's not serious. When you put that guy in charge of it, you say it lacks seriousness. I'm not saying putting Christy Noem in charge of DHS showed a lack of seriousness, but when every single time there's a photo, there's an ICE raid, there's a New York Post photo op, it lacks seriousness. It looks like it's a photo op. It doesn't look genuine. I hate it. When we talk about spending, government spending, the debt, we talk about Doge and this fraud here and that fraud there. This is from the Daily Economy. $42 billion broadband boondoggle brought internet to zero homes. Okay, that's important. It's important to figure out who these criminals are, who stole, who did these things. These are good things. But it doesn't save the United States of America from the debt crisis. What does is the budget, the bills, what passes through the House, what passes through the Senate. Right now, there's a gigantic, gigantic bill coming. It's going to have so much crap in it. And from the same people who tell us all the time that they're going to bring down inflation, that they're going to be fiscally responsible. Oh, well, every time they pass another $1 trillion bill in D.C., inflation gets worse. That's how it works. A lack of seriousness. You tell me you're serious. You have press conferences. You talk about balancing the budget, reducing the deficit, taking the debt seriously. And then you turn around and you pass this big bloated monstrosity and then look at me again with a straight face. Hey, we'll balance the budget. $75 for my reelection campaign. Take that email and shove it up your... never mind. Jesse, I had an interesting conversation with a coworker the other day. We were discussing politics. I mentioned how communism was the underlying problem to mass illegal immigration. My coworker then proceeded to praise communism as the ideal form of government and said it only fails because of one bad person. What do you make of this? Your coworker is a worthless, stupid demon and you should go work somewhere else. Jesse, I'm not worried about the stock market. I'm not worried about tariffs. Either they work or they don't. The market will come back. What worries me is if the establishment and bureaucracies lock shields to stop Trump from doing what he wants to do. Yeah, little things in the bureaucracy like this.
They do queries, which is a fancy word for search. And they search Americans. American phone numbers, names, email addresses. They search Americans. They call it queries, but a query is a fancy name. Query is a fancy name for search. 3 million times they did it in 2021. And here's the kicker. The FBI, when they did all these searches, didn't even follow their own rules. You don't have to take our word for it. The Inspector General said 278,000 times the FBI didn't even follow their rules for conducting these searches on Americans, not foreigners.
The FBI problem is the problem. I mean, really, it's throughout the government. Trump and Pete Hegseth deserve a bunch of credit because they dumped yet another admiral today who was one of these DEI commie queens. So at least it's starting to happen in the military. We're talking 10 to 15. Don't get me wrong. That's a good start. If it stops there, that's not near enough. It's a failure. At least it's starting to happen there. From what I can tell, it hasn't even started in the FBI. And that is our problem. A big one. All right, we're going to touch on Joe Biden, something he did. We'll get back to emails and more before we get to that. Let me get to your dog. When's the last time your dog got sick? You know, Fred used to get sick after every meal, and I don't mean to laugh or make light of it, but man, if I had a nickel for every day I got home from work and Ob had already gone through about a roll of paper towels having to clean up after Fred. It was a mess, man. We were at wit's end. What worked? Rough Greens is what worked. We started sprinkling Rough Greens on Fred's food because it's a supplement, you see. Fred wasn't getting any nutrition from his dog food, neither is your dog. But Rough Greens has probiotics in it, digestive enzymes, omega oils, antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, everything your dog needs to live healthy. Save you on paper towels and keep your dog alive longer. Free jumpstart trial bags are available at roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So obviously the trade war with China is picking up. China has announced they're not going to back off. we announced, okay, well, if you're going to escalate, we will escalate 104% now in case you're just out of it. I mean, this is serious for sure. Donald Trump is taking this seriously. China, vice versa, they're taking it seriously. But I think it might be helpful to just talk about how we got into this situation. How did we get into a situation where a country that is our enemy, a country that intends to supplant us as number one, a country that has announced publicly that it is in competition with us, how did we get to a place as a country where we are so dependent on them for things? How? Well, I thought it would be important to just remember that money really explains a lot of it. A lot of our politicians, policymakers, they're bribed by China. China famously has talked about the fact that American politicians are actually cheap. Not only are our politicians bought, doesn't even cost that much to buy them. Yeah, I know, Chris, it is. It is more embarrassing. Gosh, I would at least demand we pay a high price, I'd prefer. Here's an article. This is from Free Beacon. Biden administration concealed congressionally mandated report on the earliest suspected American COVID cases. I'll dumb it down for you here. Seven U.S. service members, they got COVID. They think they got COVID. They had COVID-like symptoms in Wuhan in October of 2019. This report, which was commissioned by Congress, it came out in December of 2022. It's a report of, hey, what were the origins of it? Where did this whole thing come from? Because remember, all of our trusted institutions lied to us and told us it was bat soup. Well, the Biden administration was required by law to release that report to the public. The report that said, hey, we had guys getting COVID in Wuhan years ago. The Biden administration didn't release the report. Now, why does that matter? Well, why wouldn't you release the report? Think about this. We've talked about it before. It's not just that all of our institutions lied to us about the origins of COVID, which were very clearly a lab in Wuhan. It's why? Why? Remember we got that story? It was from a while ago. CIA analysts were paid to change their report on the origins of COVID-19. Let me repeat that again. CIA analysts were paid to change their report on the origins of COVID-19. Why? Why were so many American politicians and institutions so invested in lying about the origins of COVID? Have you ever thought about the why? Well, the Biden administration. This would be the same Joe Biden that allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the entire United States of America before they shot it down. The same Joe Biden who brought his dirtball son on Air Force Two with him when he was vice president to go make Chinese deals. Now, remember that story? Just going to merge a couple stories here. We only touched on it very briefly because it was kind of, not necessarily for kids' ears, so I didn't want to spend any time on it. But the new directive America gave its diplomats in China, and the directive was, hey, no engaging in any romantic relationships with Chinese women. Why? Because the Chinese observe and record everything for blackmail purposes. They're famous for it. They'll send a honeypot, get you doing something dumb, record it, and then they own you. What do you think? What do you think Hunter Biden did during his time in China? Do you think Hunter Biden spent all his time over there in China? You think he spent all his time playing bingo, doing business meetings? Or do you think, maybe, just maybe, do you think You think there are records of Hunter Biden doing some things in China that maybe wouldn't look that good in the American media? You think that would look bad for Joe Biden? Do you think China ever called the president of the United States of America and threatened him? I think you'd be naive to assume otherwise. We flat out handed this country to a Chinese asset for 4 years. Gosh, just digest that. Gee, good grief. Jesse, you and BK, the subject to this one is Skittles. You and BK triggered a Skittles flashback. During the Panama invasion in 1989, my squad received a mission to clear some warehouses. We breached a door that revealed a warehouse full of cases of Skittles. Since we were down to an MRE per day per four-man firearm team, we decided to liberate some of those Skittles. We ate till we were sick. I pooped rainbows for a week, and I still can't eat Skittles to this day. Thanks for bringing back some bad memories. Keep on rocking. That's freaking sweet. Gosh. Jesse, I play your podcast on Rumble, but is there a way I can replay your radio shows? I can't listen to the entire show in the evenings. I would love to not miss them. iHeart. iHeart has an app. It's free. I'm telling you, everything I'm about to tell you is free. iHeart has an app, the iHeart Radio app. iHeart's app has the episodes of the show after they've already played. I'm directing them right. Right, Chris? He's pull up the app. You look up the Jesse Kelly Show, and you could go listen to all 3 hours of yesterday's show right on the iHeart app. You can listen to it right on your phone, or your phone will Bluetooth connect to whatever speaker you happen to have. It on iHeart, on Spotify as well, and iTunes. When I bring that up, it's specifically for people like that. Maybe they cut out an hour of it. Maybe your work schedule or life schedule has you missing things you don't want to miss. Just go download a podcast of it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, for everybody emailing in, yes, I am still working on the new chapter of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. As I told you before, the rough draft is done. Now it needs a lot of massaging, if you will. Yes, Chris, polish. I was about to say polish, but there are some things that buff out and some things that don't. I don't know that telling people it needs a little polish is necessarily the most accurate way to represent where it is. It needs a bit of work. It needs a bit of work. I have to, what do they say in the news? I have to flesh it out. Flesh it? Is it flesh it out or flush it out, Chris? I would think it'd be flush it out. I don't know how you would flesh something out unless it's Kamala Harris. But I don't think it's flesh it out, Chris. Is it flesh it out? We should look that up so we can figure it out on the radio and then we'll sound smart. Seriously. All right, let's talk about Russia, Iran, China, email or two, headlines I didn't get to, and more coming up. One more segment. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And the trade war, another shot's getting fired at midnight tonight.
He believes that China wants to make a deal with the United States. He believes China has to make a deal with the United States. It was a mistake for China to retaliate. The president, when America is punched, he punches back harder. That's why there will be 104% tariffs going into effect on China tonight at midnight. But the president believes that Xi and China want to make a deal. They just don't know how to get that started. And the president also wanted me to tell all of you that if China reaches out to make a deal, he'll be incredibly gracious, but he's going to do what's best for the American people.
Okay, so there's a lot going on here right now. But first, decoupling from China, getting ourselves weaned off of the addiction to cheap Chinese goods. If that is the goal, that's a good goal, Remember that. That's a good goal. It's not that you can't have things made in other countries. That's crazy. That's not how the world works. That's not how trade works. But somebody who's declared themselves to be your enemy and operates as if they're your enemy, you can't have them making all your stuff. Honestly, that's just nuts. That's nuts. That would be France having Germany make all their tanks in World War One. That's crazy. You wouldn't have that, right? Wouldn't work that way. Well, that's the way our crooked leaders have taken us. We are there now. It's probably going to be painful. That doesn't mean it's going to be the end of the world. It really doesn't. The market actually went back up today. I told you it wasn't the end of the world a couple days. Now, it could go down again tomorrow, right? I'm not telling you the market's going to be fine either. I am telling you it's going to take time. And if the goal is to get us less reliant on China, and that obviously is something Trump has been hot on, that is a good goal. If that's where we end up, that is good. And it's one of those things that really works out well in a couple different ways. There are going to be some ifs in here. If we are able to wean ourselves off of cheap Chinese goods without hurting ourselves too much, I'm talking about normal Americans, if we are able to get off of cheap Chinese crap without hurting ourselves too much, what it will do is not only help us in our national security, it will devastate China. We are linked with China, and yes, we're dependent on China for this and that, and they make our pharmaceuticals, and you will know all those things. But that goes both ways, you see. China needs America to continue to purchase all the cheap crap they make over there. If America stops doing that, well, don't ever kid yourself and think that China is on solid financial footing. You cannot have a centrally planned economy that's on a solid financial footing. China has thrown money all over this planet, buying up influence everywhere they can find it. China has spent a fortune on their military, which they're currently not using. Basically exactly what we did, which that really, really hurts the bottom line of a country. If you're not using it, you don't want to continue to sink $1 trillion into it, but that's another story entirely. China has, again, they've tried to centrally plan and manage their economy to such a level they built. Have you ever seen those Chinese ghost cities? It's a completely fascinating thing. And if I wasn't banned from visiting China, I would like to see this one day, but China would 100% just throw me in prison. They really don't think that highly of me, so I'll never see one. But China built cities, big ones, and they're empty. They just built these huge buildings that were supposed to house all these different workers, and for a variety of reasons, it didn't materialize, and now, you know those old Western ghost towns you see where the tumbleweeds blowing across the road? An entire city empty where it's starting to get overgrown. They're starting to tear it down. Anyway, China has not managed its money well either. China cannot afford a trade war. By the way, you know what China has been doing in anticipation of this? Buying up gold. Did you know that? Told you. It's the one thing that's not subject to all the trade up, trade down, stock market up, stock market down, this president, that president, this. Precious metals remain through it all. They have stood the test of time. If I handed you a sack of gold right now and sent you in a time machine 2,000 years ago, you would have buying power. Isn't that amazing? And if I sent you 2,000 years into the future, you would have buying power. That it outlasts nations. It outlasts everything. Get some in your retirement. Nations are using gold to ensure they're not wiped out if bad things happen. Let Goldco get it into your retirement. Goldco makes it easy, and you can trust them. JesseLikesGold.com is the website, or you can call them 855-817-GOLD. Get a hold of Goldco. Jesse, speaking of texts, should grown men use emojis or animated GIFs Also, while texting with the wife or girlfriend, how often should you throw in an ugh? Okay, first, ugh is not something dudes should text. That's what chicks text. Dudes should not text that. I actually got lectured by my 16-year-old the other night for texting him LOL, which was laugh out loud. That was text jargon when I came up. He actually texted me back, isn't this disrespectful, Chris? He said, why do you text like that? And I said, I'll kill you. Anyway, I tried to ask what. He's like, that's an old way of texting. So if you had asked me even a year ago, I would have said probably not on the emoji thing. But apparently if you don't use them, now the kids just look at you like you're old and out of touch. I can't keep up with everything. What, Chris? Yes, Chris, that's exactly what I said. Chris just said, so now I have to spend time trying to find the right emoji. You know what I found, Chris? You only use one. It's the laughing one. I don't know that I've ever used a different one at all. There's a picture of a yellow dude. No, not the middle finger one, Chris. I text with my kids, for Pete's sake. I'm going to text him that next time he tells me he got a B in math. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, just all you need is the laughing face. Seriously, that's it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Russian parliament approves Iran partnership treaty. Yes, that's another aspect of this whole war with China type thing. Russia, Iran, China, they're all getting together. It's just a... got a real axis of evil forming here. Nevada man arrested after 7 emotional support tigers are seized from his home. Tigers will one day snap and eat you because they're tigers. They're not for emotional support. Stop being weird. Buy a dog. Trump, sitting alongside Netanyahu, announces direct nuclear talks with Iran and teases great danger if Tehran rejects diplomacy. This is something worth watching. Remember, Brandon Weikert came on the show and told us he thinks we're going to bomb Iran. Trump today and that little press conference he gave sure sounded like a man who thought he was about to bomb Iran. And man, that opens up a whole other can of worms for us. Anyway, we'll come back and do this again tomorrow. I'll try to be in a better mood. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.